Welcome to another episode of The Apprentice Window Cleaner. We've got with us today Nick Kenyon. Nick, do you want to introduce yourself and let us know who you are and what your company is?
Yeah, thank you, Max. Thanks for having me. My name's Nick Kenyon. I run Connect Canvassing. I've done for over 3 years now, and I've been doing about 10 to 15 years of sales and marketing. So it's been an enjoyable time. Seen some rare things at doors, met some rare characters, and built some really good solid rounds. So yeah, it's been good.
And how long have you been running Connect Canvassing now?
So I started Connect Canvassing 3 years ago.
Another company before that,
And fell in love with it, really. Really enjoyed meeting different people at the doors. Really enjoyed the direct sales aspect of it. We do a very soft sell approach at Connect. So it's not a cutthroat environment where you're really trying to push sales through down people's throats. So it's a refreshing way. It's a refreshing approach.
I was just going to say, who was it who you worked for before? Not who was it? Was it canvassing, sorry, that you did before? And was it window cleaning or was it something totally different?
So, funnily enough, I worked for gyms. I worked at LA Fitness, Anytime Fitness and Pure Gym. And that got me into sales and marketing initially. Yeah. When I graduated from Lincoln Uni, I went into the management side of things, did the sales management, club management. And then someone offered me an opportunity to go canvassing with them on my days off to earn some extra money. So at first I started doing a bit of canvassing with them. Then we cleaned the work that I signed up for him. And it became very apparent that it was my cup of tea. It was something that naturally I could do. So I was fortunate in that respect to have been given that opportunity, really. So like I say, after 10, 15 years of doing sales and marketing, I made that leap into something new, into the fear of the unknown kicked in. I was a little bit worried and, apprehensive about doing it. But 2 years later, I started my own company, and 3 years later, off Connect Canvassing, and I've never looked back.
That's amazing. And is it just you, or is it you and a team for Connect?
So we try and keep the team small. I do believe in the personal touch. I believe in being able to sort of manage and check the security and the solidarity of the sales that are going through. So we've only ever had the largest team we have go out is 3 people.
Yeah.
I employ people that I know, that I trust. And then obviously, we still go through and qualify all the leads that they sign up. I think any business would do that, especially when your reputation's on the line. But by keeping it as a small team of people, it makes it easier to manage. When you're going out and you've got a team of 10 and they're signing up probably $2,000 worth of working a day, you can find yourself maybe not being able to qualify all those leads, and you can find yourself getting a lot of cancellations, which at the end of the day, if they're going to cancel, you might as well not have bothered in the first place. Especially from our point of view, because we offer, 3 clean guarantees. So we need to make sure that people are getting their return on investment.
Yeah.
So by keeping the team small, that makes it easier to manage that, and it makes the quality of the work much better.
Yeah, definitely. Quality control, understand that. Just going back and rewinding this back a little bit, Nick, for those maybe who are new to the industry or haven't heard of canvassing before, what is canvassing for window cleaning businesses or exterior cleaning businesses? How does it work for your company?
Yeah, you know what, Max? It's a great question because it's a common question that I get asked. That's why that's a great question. When people ring me up and they have no idea, they go, can I have more information on your business and what you do and your services that you offer? And I say, where do we start? And they say from the beginning, because some people have simply never heard of it. Some people have, some people haven't. So what I always say to people is it's a way of directly targeting an area of which people live that you can build your business. So we'll go and collect data of those people that want the service that we're offering or representing as part of their business. So an example I'll give you would be the first job that I was ever given. It was passed on to me from my previous employer, who their canvassing company had stopped, and he'd said, look, Nick's generated most of your work while he's worked for us. if you're wanting to continue, would you like to use Nick? And he rang me up and he knew everything about it. So that was dead straightforward. No explanation needed. The trust was there straight away and the understanding was there.
Yeah.
The next customer I sat, when I started for myself, when I started Connect, they hadn't had a clue. They were complete opposite. So it gave me a great insight and a great sort of knowledge into the fact that some people genuinely have never heard of this. So what we do to explain to people is it's not there to be banging on people's doors and bothering them at the wrong time of day. It's there to generate work for people who need the work locally in their area that's priced correctly and it's all compact, as opposed to being done online where, we've all done online marketing, we've all done advertisements, and for some people it works really well. However, if you're starting out as a window cleaner and you put an advert on social media or stuff like that, you could be getting phone calls and inquiries from far and wide. Depends on how far that post has been shared. Therefore, that then means that you're getting in your van, you might be driving 15 miles to your first job, then it's 2 miles to your next job, then it's 4 miles to your next job. Canvassing allows us to generate work in a small, compact area. Therefore, it's easier logistically. It's easier for people to earn money in a shorter period of time because the commute in between the jobs is shorter. You might find if you knock a whole street of houses, you might sign four up on one road. You might have to move your van once in four cleans. Whereas until you've really grown your business, that's when I think online marketing and advertising works really well, because you can add it to the areas that you've already got. But when you're initially starting out, you don't have that benefit. You don't have that privilege. So that's why it works well for people. Other ways of it is beneficiary as well to go out and canvas. And that's not just me saying, use us. This is for, young or newly started up window cleaning businesses to go out and do this yourself. I'd really encourage it. Give it a go before you turn to anybody else or any other style of, advertising and promotion, because if it's your business and you're knocking on that person's door, they're meeting you and they're buying into you, they're buying into your business, and you've got the opportunity there to build a rapport with a potential new customer at the point of sale. So when you then sign them up and they trust you and they've got to know a little bit about you and vice versa, or you meet the dog and you stroke the dog and all the rest of the wonderful personal things touches. That we get to. Yeah, this is it. Yeah, it's personal touches, exactly. So it's a great way of putting a face to your business. Now, when we do it, we're representing somebody else's business. So the way we do that is we explain who the company is, who the cleaner is. But if you're doing it yourself, they're meeting you firsthand, and if they like you and you're honest and you're clear in what you're saying, and you are going to offer the service at the price that you're suggesting you do, then I just think that's a really good way to start that business relationship with somebody.
Definitely. Definitely. What areas do you cover, Nick?
We're nationwide, mate. There's not an area I probably haven't covered. We've tried a bit in Scotland. It's tried it a couple of times. I probably wouldn't go back there just because pricing's a bit low. It's hard to earn good money in that area for a canvassing company.
Yeah.
But there's still a market there for people to go out and do it themselves. Like you say, this is to help people and give them advice on how to do it. So I'd say, we cover nationwide, but our approach is always the same.
Yeah.
There's never a variance in how we approach a door, because we do it based on everyone is equal. Every door is a potential new customer. And I think anywhere in the country that we do it, it's very important to remember that. So whether you're a window cleaner in Scotland, Wales, London, Manchester, Lincoln, wherever it might be, it's always the same. And we always try and start afresh with that blank canvas and just go, right, this is our approach. We're friendly, we're approachable, we're soft sell. We want people to talk to us. We want people to want to buy this service. So in no way do we change our approach to that depending on the location.
Yeah, I'd say from my personal view, because I'll just tell everyone that I've used your service and worked with you, and I was very, very pleased with it, and maybe touch on that again in a sec. But
Glad to
Me
hear it.
being relatively new to the industry, never using a canvassing company before, I did shop around. I came to you, and that was, and I know you're saying it's the same approach in terms of the soft sell, but for the customizations that I wanted and the concerns that I had in terms of like wearing uniform, and my main concern was I didn't want you to be ramming it down people's throats and then affecting my business and end up on a local Facebook page going, "Has anyone seen the Lynx window cleaning sales team? They're knocking on my door and they're ramming this down me. And who are these?" Because you get that, you know, when there's rogue.
Yes, you
Rogue
do.
traders, no door knocking. They end up on a local page going, "Oh, look at this man. He's knocked on my door and looked up and he's on the Ring doorbell or whatever." That is the kind of like worst case scenario that we get. And I just want to say that never happened once. And we only got good feedback when, so when we were carrying out the cleans, people say, "Oh, yeah, Nick." And they know that they knew your name. And they referenced you and they spoke really highly. So any kind of misconceptions that people might have or worries that, from that point of view of working with a canvasser, whether it's yourself or not, you definitely overcame them kind of concerns that I had. So thank you for that. I'm just going to say one thing, unless you want to add anything onto that, by the way.
I will just add one thing to that. I'll never forget that conversation we first had, Max, and you were very open and honest about your concerns. And I firstly, thank you for your kind words, and I appreciate that. And you've left a review, which is amazing, and that helps the world go round. The one thing is, you're right, it's misconceptions. People think that we are here to bully people into signing up, that we're not, you know, professional in our approach. And we've had to redesign the wheel in many respects with canvassing, because that is not how canvassing companies are viewed. That's not how we are. And it's great to have had that opportunity with our customers. And it's great to be able to show that, you know what, there is a right way of doing this, and it works for everyone involved. And when you do it right, people do remember your name. And whether they mention it to yourself or one of your cleaners that go out, you know, your team are fantastic. It's a fantastic group of people. And it's nice that they can talk to the customers and they get that feedback from us. And also, when, you know, you know that the values at the door are everything, because it's uniform. It's a friendly, approachable service. But then when your cleaner turns up and does the exact same as what we've done in the exact same manner, it breathes a breath of fresh air through the industry. It really does.
No, it is good. And while we're, and I didn't have a kind of sprung this one on you, but one thing I see on Facebook groups, you know, when people are asking about canvassing is a negative, and it's an elephant in the room, but people go, "Oh, you get a lot of dropouts." But I feel like you don't sign up as many people as you would do. You're always with canvassing, you're going to naturally, just the law of kind of how it works, you are going to get a couple of people dropping out. But again, you
Absolutely.
Overcame that. You overcame that by, is it a 20% over? I can't 20% remember.
20% over generation. Yeah. So we do that because, again, you've asked us where we offer our services. It's nationwide. Do I really want to, I mean, I was in Hartlepool last week.
Yeah.
Do I want to go there, generate £500 worth of monthly work, have one dropout, and have to go back and replace it?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. We understand the industry. We understand that people change their mind. People blag it at the door because they know if they agree to a regular service, they'll get it cheaper.
Yeah.
But then there's a genuine situations where someone's car breaks down, they lose the job, the kid needs new school shoes or school uniform or new football boots. And what's the first thing they're going to knock off the bills list? It's not going to be the TV license. It's not going to be the Netflix account. It's not going to be the Sky bill. It's going to be the window cleaning. So we have to protect our customer, the window cleaner, from those things. And by understanding that, you know what, other companies offer that as well. But alongside with other things that we do, which I'm happy to touch on and happy to share my knowledge on to help anyone who's going to go at this themselves, there is key things that have to be done alongside the overgeneration. For example, not pushing people into signing up because they will just cancel.
Yeah.
Ensuring that they understand the level of expectation. So, for example, you live on a new, brand new build estate. We all knock and we all clean on them. They're a nightmare because of the dust. Now, hand on heart, I don't think there's many window cleaners that would say to look me in the eye and say, "I could have that house absolutely gleaming after the first clean." Because to do that, it'd take you 2 or 3 hours. Well, if you're charging 18 quid for an house, you can't spend 2 hours doing it. So we explain that to the customer at the door. Max or the team, one of the team will come and clean, but It might take a couple of cleans just to get the stubborn stains off that have been on there for 2 years while you've had diggers and trucks driving past your house. Now, if you don't say that to the person, they don't expect it. But if you tell them, they are ready for that. So that minimalizes or reduces the amount of cancellations, because those people that would have cancelled because they think, oh, they missed a bit, I'm going to cancel. Well,
you've set their expectations.
Nick told me that would happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Also, how the payment is made, that they'll get a text the night before, that the client that's coming, the cleaner that's coming, will wear a uniform, and that they'll text you to tell you the name of the cleaner, so that they don't just see some random bloke turn up in a clapped-out old van with no uniform on or a vest on, rocking up with a fag on. Do you know what I mean? It looks terrible. So by explaining that that is the process, I've married up with a three clean guarantee and with an overgeneration. Plus, I mean, we always get callbacks after it as well. So that does help. Don't get me wrong. Not always the case, but it does help.
Yeah.
That just keeps that deal sweet. And it makes sure that the service that is offered, or the quality of the canvassing, is good. And I'd relay that to anyone, even if they're doing it for themselves as a window cleaner or going to work for a canvassing company or whatever it might be. Be honest, be open, and just be clear in what's going to happen, because then nothing can really come back and kick you in the backside.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we relay that message throughout our team constantly, to be honest, to setting customer expectations. Nick, we've got 2 minutes left before I've got to shoot. Have you got a funny story that you can share or not? Obviously, no personal names or addresses, but what have you had any random ones?
Funny stories, some that I thought. But I tell you what, instead of a funny story, I'm going to do one based on having perseverance and persistence with canvassing, because one thing I want to leave in the ears of people to resonate with them is never give up. It's your business and you need to earn money. So I was once knocking in Wokingham, and I knocked on a door and a dog came running out and it bit me in the leg. I was taken to hospital to have a tetanus jab.
Flipping out.
And I thought, wow, that's my day. That's my wage gone for today. I came out of A&E and I'd had me jab and I'd had it bandaged up. And the guy who I was working for at the time, he said, I can't pick you up, Nick. It's now 5 o'clock. It's prime time. You're just going to have to wait there. You're not going to earn any money today.
Brilliant.
I walked out of that hospital. I walked to the nearest new estate that was in the area for the cleaner, and he earned £400 that afternoon.
Brilliant.
Don't let anything stop you. Not even a dog bite. Just get out there and get it done. And if you've got the right mindset and you persevere and you're persistent with what you do, you will always achieve great things.
No, that's brilliant. Very, very, very wise words there. So, Nick, like I say, I've personally can vouch for using your service, 5-star service. Very good. If people want to connect with you, so they've listened to this or they want to just ask some more questions or inquire or get your prices, for example, how can they contact you? How can they reach out to you?
Absolutely, mate. Appreciate the plug. www.connectcanvassing.co.uk. Hit us up through there. We've got a Facebook page. On there's the number on the website as well. Check out the reviews on the Googles. They're all genuine reviews. That's why we don't have 1,000 of them. We have about 10, but the 10 people that are genuinely happy with what we've done. So feel free to get in touch if you need us to work for you. But also, if you just want a chat or a bit of advice, I'm always happy to do that. And you can find us through Facebook as well.
Nice one, Nick. I appreciate it. And take care, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, Max. Anytime. Have a great day.
You too.
Cheers. Bye-bye.